Sports Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. By the way, if you find yourself getting outside of the broad range of our AM, FM capabilities right here at WVNN, just know that no matter where you are, all you got to do is go online, on your phone, on your device, on your computer, wherever. Just go to rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. And just click on Listen Live, and no matter where you is, there we is. So I'm just saying, that's why we have such a broad audience. I mean, we've got people that listen all over this listening area, certainly, AM and FM. But then we've got people all over this state and other states that listen to us no matter where they are, and we appreciate it. It's an honor to have this platform and be here with you guys. Hey, got to tell you real quick, too, about my friends at ZLA Solutions, because jobs are in the focus right now, with the economy being what it is, Alabama doing great in terms of unemployment numbers, but still there's people out there looking for jobs. So ZLA Solutions, that's what they do. They're one of the best around at putting people back to work. So ZLA Solutions, if you're looking for a job, just go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got them posted all over North Alabama with, you know, good jobs, good pay, good benefits. ZLAUSA.com. But if you're an employer looking to fill out your workforce ranks, too easy. Go to ZLAUSA.com. They'll do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary. They'll do all that stuff for you. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, ain't no difference. I'm just saying, I know these folks personally. I've worked with them many times, and ZLA Solutions is good at what they do. Check them out, ZLAUSA.com. All right, so first part of the triple dipper today, I said I was going to do it on what I call vaccination, litigation, legislation, and machinations. There are things happening. I'm just telling you, folks, this. I think the story that are going to be written about the vaccine mandates, I mean, if I had to guess, there's going to be volumes written about this. Like one day someone's going to look back and there's going to be a whole, here's how you don't run a country kind of storyline. There's going to be narratives about here's what they did to try and crush their own economy, or, you know, others like here's where the fight for personal liberties really kicked in. And I'm just telling you that the storylines on this Biden vaccine mandate are going to fill volumes in terms of future writings. Well, lots of stuff happened just in the last few days. That's why I decided to do a whole segment on this. I mean, it's like the segment that won't go away. You remember like when we did the pullout of Afghanistan, and for weeks, there was no way I could do a show and not talk about it, which, by the way, I probably need to get back and do an update on that. But nonetheless, let me talk to you about the one that's taking up all the oxygen in the room right now, the vaccine mandates, things that are happening. So number one, here's a story. Pulled this off of our own WHNT Channel 19 News. Did a story on United Launch Alliance. You remember last week we had my buddy Matt Clark from the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty on. They filed suit on Friday against United Launch Alliance over in Decatur. That's been a storyline that we broke some of that news right here on this show, and then we broke the lawsuit certainly on this show. And I'm just telling you, this is ongoing. So United Launch Alliance, the lawsuit, five employees at United Launch Alliance say they were faced with what they call an impossible choice: take the COVID-19 vaccine at the expense of their beliefs or their health concerns, or lose their livelihoods. That's the summation of the case right there. Of the five plaintiffs, four of them say their religion prohibits them from taking the vaccine because they believe it was from cell lines derived from stem cells of aborted fetuses. Some are saying, no, that's not the case now. UAB doctors are saying, no, they're not manufactured from aborted fetal cells. Well, I'm just saying right now, the strong belief is that they are, and a number of religious exemptions are being granted because of that. But on top of that, though, two of them, one had two requests for exemptions, one of which was medical, and another one had a standalone medical request for exemption, and those were denied. But the sense is that United Launch Alliance was denying them out of hand without giving them due course or the opportunity for real consideration. And they're supposed to do what's called liberally construe those requests in favor of the requesting employee, period. And now, of course, we have state law. So the suit was filed Friday. Update to that is, my understanding is, remember they had asked for a temporary injunction because Matt Clark told us that one of his plaintiffs, one of the five, was going to lose his job Friday, and they were asking the court to put a stay on any more terminations. The court did not grant that request, but that's not unusual, all right? That was what's called an ex parte request, which is fancy lawyer language for meaning do it without a hearing, Judge. And the judge chose not to do that. But the judge, I believe, did set it for a hearing this week. So I do suspect that we're going to wind up having more to talk about as the week progresses on the case against United Launch Alliance. Here's something interesting, though. Separate litigation. Litigation, legislation, and machinations. So here's another one. You remember, I think it was early last week, the U.S. Appeals Court in the Fifth Circuit, regarding the case in which Texas, Louisiana, and others have filed. We have our case. Alabama's case is in the 11th Circuit, but this was in the Fifth Circuit. So the Fifth Circuit put a stay, and theirs was a preliminary injunction on the enforcement of the OSHA version of the mandate. Of all the mandates, this is the OSHA one. The one that I do think has the most likelihood of being overturned is the OSHA. And in this particular case, it's for all those private employers who have 100 or more employees. Well, the Fifth Circuit put a stay on that and then held a hearing and affirmed its stay. Big doings here, folks. What that basically means is throughout the life of this case, we now have an injunction in place that prohibits these employers within the Fifth Circuit lawsuit from being able to terminate their employees. All right, so, well, terminate their employees for failure to get the vaccine. Let me correct that. Story off of Reuters. A U.S. appeals court on Friday upheld its decision to put on hold an order by President Joe Biden for companies with 100 workers or more to require COVID-19 vaccines, rejecting a challenge by the administration. A three-member panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans affirmed its ruling despite the Biden administration's position that halting implementation of the vaccine mandate could lead to dozens or even hundreds of deaths. So they basically went there and said, Judge, everybody's going to die. Everybody's going to die if you don't let us fire people. We got to get them out of the workforce so that we can ruin the economy. Otherwise, people's going to die. That was their argument. I'm pretty sure I paraphrased it, but you know what I'm saying. And the court said, love this. The mandate is staggeringly overbroad. The mandate is a one-size-fits-all sledgehammer that makes hardly any attempt to account for the differences in workplaces and workers. It goes on to say, this is so epic, the public interest is also served by maintaining our constitutional structure and maintaining the liberty of individuals to make intensely personal decisions regarding their own convictions, even or perhaps particularly when those decisions frustrate government officials. Wham! Fifth Circuit, restoring my faith in the federal court system. Loving it. All right, it gets deeper, y'all. I'm saying this whole mandate thing, litigation, legislation, and machinations. Well, here's a machination. Story right now out of the Washington Examiner, but it was reported in a variety of different venues. Washington Examiner this weekend reports the Oklahoma National Guard is rejecting the federal vaccine mandate. What? So let me just say, I asked this question. I talked to a JAG officer, and I asked this very question a month or more ago. I said, look, because some of y'all may not be aware, National Guard soldiers fall under state authority until they are federalized for federal services. So, like, when a National Guardsman goes to war, they convert his status, his or her status, from state to federal. There's two sections of the code. I won't go too far in the weeds here, but there's two sections of the U.S. code. One is Title 32. The other is Title 11. When Title 32 status is in place, that means you're under state authority. You have to be converted to Title 11 status as a National Guardsman. Okay, all that to say, if a state doesn't want to enforce a vaccine mandate on its employees, can the Secretary of Defense enforce it against the National Guard when they're still in Title 32 status? Well, arguably, yes. And I say that because I'm being realistic, but arguably, yes, because much of the National Guard's budgeting and equipment and mission set, for that matter, comes through the federal sector. So, nonetheless, they got a brand new tag. That's the tag is the nickname given to the Adjutant General of the state. Oklahoma has a governor named Kevin Stitt, who is very actively opposed to the vaccine mandates. Governor Stitt appointed a new TAG, Brigadier General Thomas Mancino, this week, who the day after he was appointed issued a statement saying that they would not be enforcing the vaccine mandate. Quote, "This mandate violates the personal freedoms of many Oklahomans as it asks them to potentially sacrifice their personal beliefs in order to not lose their jobs. All of our National Guardsmen take this calling very seriously. These are patriotic citizens who are willing to put their lives on the line to protect others in our communities during times of greatest need." And he goes on to say they've got 800 Guards members who have not received the vaccine. That's like 10% of his force. And the governor's saying, "I'm not going to deplete my National Guard by 10. What happens if we have a natural disaster and I need their help? You're telling me just because they haven't gotten a shot that I can't use them in disaster relief or anything else for that matter." No. Moving along in all the machinations, litigations, legislations, just understand what's happening here. I just find this ironic. This is off of Channel 3 News in Portage, Michigan. Don't ask me how I find this story. It's part of the deep resourcing that I do for Right Side Radio. But nonetheless, Pfizer employees, remember Pfizer? Pfizer, creator of one of the three great vaccines, right? Pfizer employees don't want to take the vaccine. I just find that to be deeply ironic. And so basically Pfizer had to put their own company mandate in place. And they said a bunch of them apparently, don't want to get vaccinated. I want to say something like, where's that percentage in the storyline? Actually, they wouldn't give a percentage on Pfizer because I think it was too embarrassing. But they basically said that today was their day. Vaccinate or hit the skids. And we'll see how that works out for Pfizer. But then I said legislation is part of it. Legislation, litigation, machinations. So Florida is about to do what Alabama just did and send this legislature into special session. Story right here off of CNN. CNN, Dateline today, St. Petersburg, Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis has made fighting vaccine mandates a focal point of his COVID strategy. He is turning that into law by asking Florida lawmakers to go into special session today. That's today, November 15th. They are in session today for the specific purpose of revoking vaccine mandates in the state of Florida. Now, that's going to be interesting because Governor Ron DeSantis, unlike Governor Ivey, has taken a very hardline stance in terms of what he wants the legislature to do. The legislature, though, is looking like they are going to go down the same road that our legislature did. A softer version, something that can still be usable, but a softer version nonetheless. So, where's the part in the article? Republican lawmakers who control the state house and the Senate and rely on Florida industries to fund their campaigns, there you go, have balked at the idea. Far from a mandate, the bill's now under consideration would instead allow businesses to require a vaccination as a condition of employment as long as workers are allowed to opt out through a medical or religious exemption. It also allows for natural antibodies. Very similar to Alabama. I'm pretty sure they looked north and said, hey, they did what? And that's what's happening there. All right, Copper, take us into that short break before I just talk myself into oblivion here. Listen, there's more. I got a couple things. You're going to be curious to hear something that didn't go as well for the anti-vax crowd, anti-mask crowd in Tennessee. I'll tell you about that. And have you heard what they're doing in Austria? Austria? Yes, Austria. I'll tell you about that when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, and just plain right. Hey, by the way, let me tell you about etaxbreaks.com. E-tax breaks. Can you imagine literally having a job where every day you get to call people and say, "I found you some money, no strings attached." And that's what they do. They basically look at how you run your business, and then they go out and they scour over 3,000 programs around the nation, And using their 23 years of experience, they detect things like who did you hire in the last year or more? Where did you place your business? Did your business survive a pandemic or a natural disaster? Any number of things that you think are just common sense by the way you run your business because you're just a good business person. Lo and behold, those things qualify you for tax credits, tax incentives, grants, all kinds of stuff. And they only get paid at e-tax breaks if they find you money. And by the way, in July alone, last time I talked to them about numbers, they found over $7 million for their clients in 1 month. So folks, I'm just telling you, you need to check them out. eTaxBreaks.com. They got a special landing page just for our right side folks. eTaxBreaks.com/right side. That's eTaxBreaks.com/right side. So I just got a text, by the way, from someone who just said, hey, on that Kyle Rittenhouse thing, this is perfect. Where'd the text go? Let me go back to it. On the Kyle Rittenhouse thing, they made the point. You know, I was talking about how the prosecutor said that because he brought the gun, he lost the right for self-defense. And the text that I got said, the guy that Rittenhouse shot also defended himself and brought a gun. So I guess he lost his right to self-defense and he wasn't charged. That's right, because you remember the guy that survived literally testified in court that he ran up and Kyle Rittenhouse shot him after he pointed his gun at him. I want to know if he was menacing. I want to know what charges he's facing. But apparently Kyle Rittenhouse is the one on trial. That guy, as far as I know, is free. Now, I could be wrong. I could be wrong, but I think so. Okay, wrapping this thing up. In the couple minutes I got left in this hour, and by the way, top of the next hour, Jeff Poor is going to be giving us the call. Jeff and I will be talking about politics. We'll look at the For Whom the Politics polls, because there's some interesting polls that are out there right now. But just so you know, the federal courts are not always on our side, go figure. But the U.S. District Court of Middle Tennessee recently struck down Governor Bill Lee's attempt to ban mask mandates in classrooms, saying, I believe that it resides at the school board level. And so the state's mask mandates can maintain effect, and the schools who wish to do so can continue those mask mandates. Apparently, suit was brought against the governor by 8 students by and through their parents who, with disabilities, who believe they were at risk by removing mask mandates. Okay. Here's another one. Keep an eye out. This is the world in which we live right now. Austria. I've got a story right here. This one, where did I get this story? This came off of New York Times. Austria's new lockdown confines the unvaccinated to their homes. Austria, on Monday, as today, began a targeted lockdown against unvaccinated people. If you are caught out without your papers, show me your papers. If you are caught out without your papers over the age of 12 that show that you've, you know, been vaccinated, if you're caught out without a vaccination passport, basically over the age of 12, you can be detained and you must go to your home where you have to go basically under house arrest, it appears. The move, which is aimed at calming the worst surge in infections the country has faced since the pandemic has started, is believed to be one of the first national lockdowns directed solely at the unvaccinated. Initially expected to last 10 days. Man. Well, hey, the last thing I got, didn't get to it much, but it appears that there's a whole lot of New York City sanitation workers that were generating fake vaccine passports, and they got caught. 9,000 city workers missed their deadline for vaccination in New York. What's going to happen? I'm just saying, folks, it's madness. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.